Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Zayin. Today we begin the 8th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of all of the Balei Tefila for Yom Noraim at BKNW. We thank them very much for leading in such inspiring tefilos. Today we start, as I mentioned, the 8th parak of the Masechta. It's a lot of Agadita today, but the Mishnah is going to discuss a number of cases of people who are registered on more than one Korban Pesach, and which one they actually belong to when you're registered on more than one Korban Pesach, which one they should actually eat. The Gemara is going to elaborate particularly on the case of a woman who's registered on both her husband's and her father's Korban Pesach, which one wins. The Gemara is going to bring several psukim where Klal Yisrael is compared to a bride, and it's going to expound each of those psukim once we're talking about a woman that's in between her father's house and her husband's house. So we just talk about a Kala, we talk about how Klal Yisrael is like a Kala, and then the Gemara is going to talk about a conversation that took place between the Navi Hoshea and the Ribono Shel Olam. And at the end of the daf, there's a lot more Agadita, highlighting some of the positive elements of being in Galus, giving many reasons why Hashem chose to send us specifically to Bavel for our Galus, and that's the basic outline of the daf. So let's begin with the Mishnah Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Isha Bizman Shei Bebeis Baila Shachadala Baila V'Shachadala Avia Tochel Mishal Baila. The woman is already living in her husband's house, meaning she already had Nisuin, so she's already with her husband, and her father still includes her on the Korban Pesach, on his Korban Pesach, I guess because he's used to it, because he still views her as being part of his household, and the husband also includes her on his Korban Pesach. So the halach is Tochel Mishal Baila. She belongs to her husband's Korban Pesach, not to her father's Korban Pesach. Holcha regel rishal nasos bebeis avia, but if it's the first yantif after she gets married and she goes to spend yantif by her father's house, shachat aleha avia v'shachat aleha baila tochal b'makom she rotza, and you have the same situation where her father and her husband both included her on their Korban Pesach. Well, then it's even, so she gets to choose which one she wants to include herself on. She's not automatically included on either of the Korbanos Pesach. Rashi points out that apparently this was the common practice, that regel harishon kach derech hanusuos lelechas lebeis avian regel harishon sha'achar nisuin. The first yantif, the first regel after a marriage, it was common that the couple would go to the kala's parents for yantif. That was the common practice. It seems that way from Maseches Ksuvos as well. The Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis discusses what are the various cases where a marriage becomes unlivable, or it becomes a marriage that they can't be sustained because of various nedarim that one spouse or the other has taken. So it talks about someone who's madir sishto shlo telech lebeis avia. A guy takes a neder that his wife is not allowed to go to her father's home anymore. So when they're in the same city, so chodesh echad yikayim shnayim yotzi v'yitim ksuba. For the first month, that's a sustainable thing, but more than 1 month, forget about it, he has to divorce her and pay her ksuba because he's destroyed the marriage with that neder. When they live in a different city, so regel echad yikayim, for one regel, so that they could stay. Shlosha yotzi v'yitim ksuba. And Rashi says that it was the derech, Rashi over there says that it was the derech to go on the Yamim Tovim to the parents' house, and regel echad she could hold herself back from going back home, but more than that, it's unreasonable to expect of her. In the Sefer Vayagid Moshe, he says that there's a minhag that a lot of people in the first year after they get married, on the night of the Seder, that the husband doesn't wear a kittel on the night of the Seder. He suggests that maybe it relates to this inyan, that since the minhag was to always go to the father-in-law's house, so the kittel may be a derech of malchus, a derech of srara, but if you're not the balabas at your first Seder, the balabas is your father-in-law, and he's the one running the Seder, so you shouldn't have that derech srara. He also says, even according to the sheet of the Taz in Tafayin Beis of Kotten Gimel, says that the reason we wear a kittel at the Seder is shlo tazuach daito alav. When you're drinking a lot of wine, it's very easy to get carried away, and to be misameach yoser midai, and to forget how a person is supposed to behave. So we wear a beged mason to remind us, to remind us to keep a more even keeled attitude. So he says that maybe that's only when you're the balabayas to do that, that it's that the balabayas who's running the show, but in the Shana Rishona, you're not the Balabayas, you're always eating at the father-in-law's house, so then maybe there's no Indian of the Kittel. Whichever reason you want to give for the Kittel, it would work, that it shouldn't apply in the Shana Rishona. The Mishnah goes on, not only do you have a case of a woman who has multiple people, including her, on the Karban Pesach, Yasom, Sheshachtu Alav Apotropsin, Yochol B'makom Shurotze. You have a Yasom who has various apotropsin, people who take care of him and take care of the estate that supports him, so if the multiple people included him on their Karban Pesach, so he gets a choice, whichever one he wants to be included on. Eved shel shnei shutvin lo yochal mishel shnehen. If you have an eved that belongs to two different partners, so he cannot eat from either one of them. Meaning, if the two partners each appoint him, include him on their carbon, without getting permission from the other partner, so then he's on neither carbon. He's not allowed from either one of them. Why not? So Rashi says, lo mi pischo shel zev lo mi shel zev. He can't have this one's carbon pesach nor the other ones. Vafilu himneu ha'echad al pischo. Even if one of them was memane him on the carbon pesach, Mi nasan rishus l'chelak ha'acher limanol sazeh. Who gave it rishus for the other half of this eved, the other half that's under someone else's ownership, to be appointed on this Karban Pesach? Reuven and Shimon both own the eved, so Reuven has the right to appoint to register 50% of the eved on his carbon. Who gave him the rishus to register Shimon's 50% of the eved on that carbon? So you can't. There's no way to deal with it unless both owners get together and determine whose Karban Pesach he should be on. But with the absence such a determination, such an agreement in advance, so he simply cannot belong to a Karban Pesach. So it's the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he wonders about this. In Yerodea Simon Tov Nandalin, he says, why should that be the case? What does the master care if he's eating? If a master's allowed to feed his Eved, even his Chatzi Eved, so what do I care if he's eating from someone else's Karban Pesach? Why is that in the bailus of the master that whose Karban Pesach he's appointed on? Why does that matter so much to him? Does it take away in any way from his avdus? The fact that I understand if it takes away from his avdus, that would make sense, because you're not the full, Reuven's not the full owner of the Eved. Shimon also owns the Eved, so Reuven can't pull away from Shimon's avdus. But over here, it's just feeding him. It's allowing him to do a mitzvah. What does that have to do with avdus? So the Avnei Nezer suggests that eating Karban Pesach, the inyan of eating Karban Pesach is to show that we're Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're not Avdei Mitzrayim. When we're in Mitzrayim, our mezonos all came from Mitzrayim, because an Eved always eats Mishulchan Rabbo. And even if other people give him, the din is Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo, and the Eved is Ochel Mishal Rabbo. Meaning, even if other people give him food, it really belongs to the Rabbo, and he's still eating it Mishulchan Rabbo. So when we left Mitzrayim, we eat the Karban Pesach Mishulchan Gavoa, and we're showing that we're no longer Avadim to Mitzrayim, we're Avdei Hashem. So our Mezonos is all Mishulchan Gavoa, it's all Mishulchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're no longer Avdei Mitzrayim. So an Eved Kanani is not able to eat a Karban Pesach, because by doing that, he's showing that his Mezonos is Mishulchan Hashem, not from his master. So it's an Eidus Sheker, because his Mezonos is really Mishal Rabbo. So he's only able to eat Mishulchan Hashem through his Rabbo, when his master allows him to. So therefore, he can only eat from the Karban Pesach that his master allowed him to be appointed on, to show that comes to him from Hashem through his master. So the Avnei Nezer says, it's a famous tshuva, the Avnei Nezer, but not for that part of the tshuva. It's the next step of the Avnei Nezer. It's probably one of the more famous tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says that the same might be true. From here we could see, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, but is not able to earn parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, and he's misparnes from Moos Chutz Laretz, he is all of his money, all of his parnasa comes from Chutz Laretz, maybe he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in the fullest sense, where the Avnei Nezer says maybe not even at all, if he lives in Eretz Yisrael, but all of his parnasa comes from Chutz Laretz, because it says the inyan of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael's tachas memshelas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any sar, the whole maila of Eretz Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has direct hashkacha over Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to every place else in the world where it comes through some sort of sar, some sort of malach. So if a person's going to live in Eretz Yisrael and he has no way of getting parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, he's only getting all of his parnasa from Chutz La'aretz, it's still coming al yedei sar through Chutz La'aretz. So it could be that he's not even mekayim the mitzvah bechlal of of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. In separate Chuvin, Choshem Mishpat Simin Tzadihei, the Avnei Nezer quotes that people who disagree and hold that even when you're Nana from Chutz Laaretz, it's not a violation of it's not a chisaron in any way of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And he says it could be that anything that comes to Eretz Yisrael right away is misbatal to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael because it's the platan shel melech, it's the palace of the king. So certainly it's at least a suffolk that one would be mekayim the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's only if you understand that the entire mitzvah is based on the fact that it's that your parnassus from the direct hashgacha, would you come to the conclusion of the Avnei Nezer that it's a chisaron in your mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael when your parnassus comes from Chutz Laaretz. But again, he bases it in that tshuva on this halacha in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, last halacha, Misha chetzi avid v'chetzi ben chorin lo yochal mishal rabo. If someone is half-half, he's half eved, half ben chorin, how does that happen? So the Mishnah describes in Misach Zidios, that a person is owned by two masters, and one of them frees him. So now he's Chatzi Yav Chatzi Ben Choron, which is an unsustainable way to live. The Mishnah has a machlokas between the Beishamai and Beisila. This is one of the cases where Chazru Beisila Lahoros Kedivre Beishamai, the Beisila ultimately agreed to the Beishamai, because Beisila first came up with the wonderful Eitza of have him be Ovid Asatzmo one day and Ovid Asrabo one day. He'll switch off days. One day he'll work for himself, one day he'll work for his master. So the Beishamai said, no, that's never going to work, because Tikat Besatzmo of his rabbo, but a satzma lo tikein. You helped out the master, so the master will figure out how to get 50% of the work. But what about him? The whole world was created l'shevas yitzar to be able to have children. He's not going to be able to marry anybody. So rather, what you do is you force the other master to free him, the remaining master to free him, and he'll owe the money. He'll have to pay off the money that half of his value to that master over time. But while that matzav is still in existence, it still happens when it's chatziyav v'chatziyav ben choron. Even though we don't allow it to stay like that for too long, but while that happens, if it becomes Erev Pesach, so lo yachal mishal rabo, we can't have from his master's carbon Pesach, because mistama, we assume, Rashi points out, that the master did not mean to include him, to register him on the cheluk hacherus shebo on the carbon Pesach. So it's not like the case of two shutvim, where the other master will have something to say about it and doesn't want you registering him, but we just assume that the master wouldn't have in mind to register him fully on the carbon Pesach. So says Gemara, Sham mina yesh breira. From our Mishnah, it sounds like that in the big shas sugya of whether we say that we can retroactively clarify things, that we would hold yesh breira. Meaning, what do we say in the case where you have a woman who was whose holcha regal rishon lasos bebeis avia? She goes back for the first yontif to her father's house, and both her father and her husband shecht for her, so she could go to whichever carbon she wants. Well, at the shas shechita, you already need to be manuel carbon. You already need to be registered on the carbon. So we're going to let her later on choose which one she belongs to, so it will be Huvra Adover Lamafreya retroactively, which carbon was really shechted with her in mind. So says Gemara, so that obviously relies on Breira. Says Gemara, no, my rotza b'shas shechita. When the Mishnah says whichever one she wants she could be included on, it means as long as she makes her decision by the shas shechita. If she has not yet made her decision by the time of shechita, then she cannot be included on whichever one she wants. Neither one will work, because we would not rely on Breira. Uriminu, so now the Gemara says a different stira, nothing to do with Breira. Uriminu, Isha regular Rishon, just stam a stira on our Mishnah. Isha regular Rishon, Ochelz Mishal Aviyah, Mikan Ve'elach, Rotza Ochelz Mishal Aviyah, Rotza Mishal Baila. We have a Braisa that says the opposite of our Mishnah, that in the first Yantif, she's Ochelz Mishal Aviyah. She has to eat from her father's. Our Mishnah said she gets to choose whichever one, the first Yantif. And Mikan Ve'elach, this Braisa says, that's when she gets to choose. Our Mishnah said, Mikan Ve'elach, she has to eat only from her husband's, that's the one that she's included on. So it's a double stira. So it says, Maralo Kasha, Kan V'Redufa Lelech, Kan B'She'ina Redufa. It depends what kind of woman we're talking about. If she's always running back to her father's house, she's, as Rashi points out, Masnisin B'She'ina Redufa Lelech Tamid L'Beis Aviyah. Our Mishnah's talking about where she's not always running back to her father's house, the Beis Baila Chavivla. She loves her husband's house. Therefore, all the later Yamim Tovim are Shaykh to the husband, because she's very comfortable in her husband's house. But the first Yantiv is always a little bit difficult. No matter how wonderful the marriage is, no matter how comfortable she is, the first first yantif, where she's not by her parents, is always a little bit more of a challenge for her. I always tell my chassanim that you got to be sensitive to that. That the first yantif, where she's by your parents' house for the seder, and she's not doing, and it's totally different because everyone's seder is totally different than everybody else's seder. So all the minhagim are different. Everything is different. You have to be extremely sensitive to that kind of experience. So the first yantif, she's still holding a little bit pebeis aviyah, even if everything is wonderful. But if you have a woman who's always redufa leilich lebeis aviyah, she never really fully gets comfortable. She's always running back to her parents' house. So then even the later yamim tovim are it's 50-50. It's not she's not necessarily completely in her husband's house. The chesiv, because the pasuk says, "Asi yisi beinav kamotzei shalom." V'amar biyochum kekala shenimtei shleima beis chamea uredufa leilich lagad shivcha beis aviyah. So it's interesting. The Gemara emphasizes almost takes like the opposite perspective of like what Rashi just said. The redufa leilich lebeis aviyah. We said Rashi said that the base baila is she go. I'm sorry. No, Rashi says exactly like this. That I said it wrong. That redufa leilich lebeis aviyah is not a reflection that she's not comfortable in her husband's house. Adrab, it's a reflection that she is comfortable in her husband's house. That she's running back to tell her father how wonderful things are. Because when something good happens to a person, they right away want to share it with somebody. And who do you share it with? Her husband knows how great things are. So she wants to share it with the next closest person to her. So she wants to run to her parents and tell her how much she loves her husband's house, how she's treated so nicely there. So that's Redufa, Lahagit Shivcha Bebeis Aviyah, Kidichsiv, Vahaya Bayomahu, and that's a good muster also. That's the kind of things she should be running back and telling. A lot of times when people have problems, the first person they go to is their parents, which is the worst people in the entire world to go to. That's when there are problems in a marriage. That's when it's going to really spiral out of control, because that's when, so leave him, so immediately they'll always come home. It's anyway a different story for a different time. So the Sivas Pasuk says, "Vayu bayomunu Hashem to cry ishi v'lo to cry li od baili." Amr b'yochum kekala bebeis chameha v'lo kekala bebeis aviyah. Like a kala in her father-in-law's house, not like a kala in her father's house. So now the Gemara is going to darshan psukim that relate to Klal Yisrael as a kala. Achos lanu ketana v'shadayim mein la. Pasuk says we have a little sister who doesn't have breasts, very young girl. Amr b'yochum zu elam. That's a reference to elam. Shezachsa lilmod v'lo zachsa lilamed. That the Talmidei Chachamim in elam were able to learn Torah, but that's the imagery of nursing. They weren't able to nourish others with their Torah. They were able to learn their own Torah for themselves, but not to be malamed to other people. Rashi says, who are the Talmidei Chachamim in elam? That's a reference to Daniel. Daniel says, v'ani b'shushan asher be'elam ha'medina. So he was zocha to learn a lot, but he was not a marbitz Torah b'Yisrael. But Bavel was megadol Ezra HaSofer, and Ezra HaSofer was Darish Torah Hashem to teach all of Klal Yisrael and Torah Hashem. So that's the contrast between Ezra and between Daniel and Ezra. Ani choma v'shadai k'migdalos. Am Rabbi Yochanan ani choma zu Torah. I am a wall is a reference to Torah. Torah is the wall that surrounds the city that protects Klal Yisrael. V'shadai is v'shadai k'migdalos. My breasts are like watchtowers. So who are the watchtowers of the city? Elu talmidei chachamim. That's a reference to the talmidei chachamim that are the watchtowers. Rava Amar ani choma zu Knesset Yisrael. Rava says ani choma is a reference to Knesset Yisrael. V'shadai k'migdalos elu batei knesios and batei midrashos. That Klal Yisrael is protected by batei knesios and batei midrashos in our various communities. That when we have batei knesios and batei midrashos, that's going to provide protection for Klal Yisrael. Now the lashon of achos ketana, the v'shadayim ein la, the lashon of achos obviously means a sister, but in the sefer Meshiv Nefesh he suggests that it's also a lashon of ichui, of like sewing together something. It's a lashon of tefira, of sewing something together. That when people talk in Torah, it connects them with each other. So when they don't share Torah with each other, so it's as if there's a they're torn apart from each other. So elam shelo zachsa lelamid acherim is achos ketana. There's a very minor connection between the members of Klal Yisrael when we're not sharing Torah with each other. But the more we share Torah with each other, so the more there is the stronger that connection is sewed together. Also, in the comparison between Shaddai and Megdalos, Elu Talmidei Chacham, the Talmidei Chacham are like the watchtowers of Klal Yisrael. So the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu says the dimyon of Talmidei Chacham to watchtowers is that watchtowers are built al chomas ha'ir over the walls of the city, so that you can have shomrim that are able to see from a great distance if an enemy is coming, and they'll be able to shoot down any enemies that are coming from far away. So he said, Talmidei Chachamim are tzofim lemerachok. Sometimes they enjoy a broader perspective. That's because of the chachma satara, they're able to enjoy a broader perspective, and they're able to sometimes see chachamin of berosho is the expression the pasuk uses, but the expression that the gemara uses in the 10th parak to describe someone who's able to see what's going to come when you do something, what it's going to result in. That's what they say. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, when he would give Eitzah, that was one of the unique elements of his. I think the Brisker Rav said about his father, that when I give Eitzah, I know how it affects right now and maybe for the next few days. My father, when he was able to give Eitzah, he had such a perspective. He was able to see how it would affect the whole Gilgal Adavar, exactly how it would affect everything, where it's going to lead. So that's the broader perspective of the Talmidei Chachamim k'migdalos. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, what does the pasuk mean when it says Asher banenu kinetiyim migudalim binureim binosenu kizavios mukhutavos tavnes hechal? So we take phrase by phrase. Asher banenu kinetiyim elu bachure Yisrael shlotam utamchet. That's a reference to the young men of Klal Yisrael that never tasted the taste of sin. Binosenu kizavios elu besulos Yisrael shogduch pischei in the balei. And that's a reference to the young girls of Klal Yisrael that saved themselves for their husbands. V'cheinu amer umalu kemizra kazyavios mizbeach. Iba yisem mehachor. Maybe we can learn from the following pasuk. Mizvinu malei mefikum izan al zan. So that's where we see that zavios is a lashon of closing themselves up and waiting for their husbands. Mechutavos tavnes hechal elu ve'elu malalein akasav kilu nivne hechal b'yimein. Both the Bachura Yisrael, who don't sin, and the Bachuros, and the Besulos of Yisrael, rather, the Besulos Yisrael, who are Tznuos, but when people behave in that way, it's as if the Heichel was built in their days. Tvar Hashem Asher Hoya L'Oshea B'Meo Ziyo Yosema Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda. V'Perek Echa Nisnavu Dal Nevi'im. The Gemara says during one time period, one Tkufa, there were four Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. V'Gadol Shebekulan Hoshea. And Hoshea was the Gadol of all of them. Shenemar Tchilas Tvar Hashem V'Hoshea. We assume that if Hashem spoke to him first, it means that he was the greatest of all of them. V'Chiba Hoshea Dibar Tchila. What, did Hashem speak to him first? V'Alo Mimoshad Hoshea Kama Nevi'im. What do you mean Hashem spoke to him first? There were lots of Nevi'im that came before Hoshea, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way till the times of Hoshea. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tchila L'Arba Nevi'im Shenasnavu Bos HaPerek. It means of the four Nevi'im that were around at that time, Hoshea was first in line. He was the first one because he was the greatest. Who were these four Nevi'im? Ve'iluhein, Hoshea, Yeshaya, Amos, Umicha. So now a very interesting conversation that takes place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hoshea. Amla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshea, Banecha Chatu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hoshea, your sons have sinned. V'hayilo lomar, Banecha Heim, Banecha Heim, Bnei Chanunecha, Heim Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Gilgal Rachmech Alein. What Hoshea should have said is, what do you mean my sons? They're your sons. These are the Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. These are the Eves Chosavos. You should have Rachmanus on them. Lo Dayu Shalom Kach. Not only did Hoshea not respond that way by telling Hashem that he should have Rachmanus on them and that they're his children also and that they're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Elo Amar Lefanav, rather he responded, Ribono Shel Olam, Kola Olam Shelechahu, Havirim B'Macheres. You know, the world belongs to you, God, so you don't like him? Switch him. Take someone else. Take another nation in their place. That's how Hoshea responded when he was faced with that challenge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Esel L'Zaken Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what should I do with this zaken, with this old man? So we'll see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with him. Ben Yoyada writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him a zaken is because he wanted to be malamid zchus, that because he was a zaken, he didn't have the Erech HaPayim, he didn't have the patience. We mentioned in the Rambam El Cheshuvah here on Yom Kippur that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that someone who's a Zakei Muflag is not allowed to serve on a Sanhedrin. And the reason he's not allowed to serve on a Sanhedrin is because the Zakei Muflag forgot already Tsar Gidul Banim. He forgets what it's like to be patient with children. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Malami Zuchus even as he's giving a Musar. That maybe it's because he's a Zakei and he's forgotten Tsar Gidul Banim, he lacks the patience to deal with people who don't do the right thing. So he's being Malamid, so that's why he didn't have the ability himself to be Malamid Zchus al Yisrael. And he said, go switch them for another nation. So Ben Yoyada says, that's why he says Zeh, meaning Zakein Zeh. Why Dafka Zakein Zeh? Who's he contrasting him with as opposed to which Zakein? So he says, that's based on the Gemara Shabbos, Petas, and Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram and to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu, and they both respond, Yimachla Kedusha Shemecha, but over there, it's not difficult, it's not difficult that they said that because Yitzchak was Melamed Chus al Klal Yisrael, so it worked out in the end. So even though Avram and Yaakov are two against one, Yitzchak was the Yachid, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu followed the Chesed, so he followed Yitzchak, who defended Klal Yisrael. So Zakein Zeh, Hoshea is not balanced out by anybody else. So Hoshea's this Zakein is causing trouble by telling me to switch them for other people, because there's no one being Melamed Chus al Klal Yisrael. That's how Ben Yoyad explains the expression. So Amar Lo, Leich V'kach Isha Zona, V'hol So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I need to teach Hoshea a lesson. I want Hoshea to go marry an Isha Zona, let him have children from a Zona, where having children from a Zona means you never know whose children they really are, whether they're your children or somebody else's children. And then I'm going to tell him to get rid of that wife, and we'll see how easy it is for him to get rid of that wife, even though she's such a terrible person. If he finds it within his heart that he's able to be Mishalech, or that he's able to send her away, good, then I'll also send away Klal Yisrael. Shneemar v'yomer Hashem el Hoshea leich kach lecha esha zenunim v'yaldi zenunim uksiv v'yelech v'yikaches gomer bas develim. So who did he marry? He married this woman gomer bas develim. So what does it mean, gomer bas develim? The name obviously means something. It's not just that, that throughout Shas we always have, we're darshin the names of various biblical figures. So gomer bas develim, gomer amarav shakol Gomrimba. It means everyone completed themselves with her. What does it mean, completed themselves? Rashi says, Biyasam. Everyone was Gomer Bia, Vitaivas Libam. And they fully satisfied their Taivos. So Bas Develim. What's the lesson of Bas Develim? Diba Ra'a, Bas Diba Ra'a. Bad reputation, the daughter of bad reputation, meaning that everything about her was bad. Her family had a terrible reputation. She had a terrible reputation, and this is who Hoshea marries. Ushmuel Amar Shemetuka b'fi akol kedvela. Shmuel says no, she was called Bas Develim because she was as sweet as a devela. Everyone found her so sweet, like a devela. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shakol Doshin ba kedvela. Everyone trampled over her like a devela. Means that she had bia with all these different men. So they were called Dashin, but like that's a lashon the Gemara uses to describe Maisabia is to be Dash. So it's in a few different places that comes up. So called Dashin ba Kidvela. What's this machlokas? Why she's called Dvela? Whether it's because of Dibara, Bas Dibara, Metuka b'fiakol hakol Dashin ba. So the Ein Eliyahu suggests HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah Hoshea to take this Isha Nesha Zenunim, that her children will be Yaldei Zenunim, meaning that she'll be Prutzu Biznus so much that you're not even going to know about the children who they belong to. So Rav holds, since most bilos, Rov bilos achar abal is the halacha, that when you're not sure, we always assume that the child belongs to the husband, because most of the bilos go with the husband, and that's why a woman is mizana, the children are still ksherim, unless we know that the husband could not have been the father. Nevertheless, an isha that's very chashuda, she's always suspected, it's not just that stam, she was mizana, but she's always mizana, so then her children are going to be a suffix. They're not going to be kosher. So that's why we say Hoshea married an isha dibara'a bas dibara'a, that she's chashuda biyoser liznus, because that's her whole mahus, that's her whole upbringing is liznus, and therefore the children are going to be yaldei zenunim. Shmuel, however, holds that dibara'a bas dibara'a does not mean that it's going to be yaldei zenunim, and therefore the wife of Hoshea was metuka b'fiyah kol kedvela, meaning she was mizana while she was an eshes ish, and she's prutzu biyoser. So we don't. That's why we're not. It's nothing to do with the parent's reputation. It's that she's prutza b'yoser in the way that she behaves, that she's matuka b'fi akol, and that's what makes her children yaldei znunim. And Rabbi Yochanan says the way they know Yosef says Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that since she was mizana one time, it makes her prutza b'yoser, meaning that since she was, we know for sure she was mizana as an eshes ish, and she was matuka, that it makes her her children to be b'nei znunim. It needs to be b'metzius that we know hakol dashimba, that we have actual knowledge that everyone was with her, and then it would lose the chazaka a rov bilo sachar bal. So the way he understands this is how you lose that chazaka three b'machlokas, how you lose the chazaka of rov bilo sachar bal. So davar acher gomer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda shebikshu ligmar mamonan shel Yisrael biyameha, that they wanted to be gomer the mamon of Klal Yisrael during her lifetime. All the money of Klal Yisrael is threatened. Rabbi Yochanan amar bazuzu v'gamru, that they actually despoiled Klal Yisrael and took all their money. Shnemar ki avda melech harame yisimim kafar ladush v'atar v'atilu lo ben, and she gave birth to a child. V'yomer Hashem elav kurash shmo Yisrael, his name should be Yisrael. He's going to take over the house of Yehu, and it's going to destroy the malchus of Klal Yisrael. The daughter's name should be Lo Ruchama. Kilo Osif Oda Rachim is Beis Yisrael, because Hashem says, I've had enough, I'm not having any more Rachmanos on Beis Yisrael. Kinasa Ishala Kinasoa Selahem. Vatar Vatelid Bain Vayomer Kroshimo Lo Ami. A third child, the son, called his name Lo Ami. Kiatem Lo Ami Vanochi Lo Eyalachem. You are not my nation, I am not going to be for you. Meaning the names that are being given shows Hoshea's willingness to separate himself from Klal Yisrael. That he was willing to throw Klal Yisrael under the bus and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay, switch him for somebody else. So Lo Ruchama, he didn't have Rachmanos. Lo Ami, he cut himself off. L'achash Nodol Shnei Banum Basachas. So now he had these two sons and this one daughter. So Amar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoshea, Lo Yilcha Lilmon Mimoshe Radcha, Shekim Shedibarti Mo Pirish Mini Isha. Said, you should have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when I spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was parish from his wife. So you also need to be parish from your wife. You want to be a Navi? You have to be parish from your wife. Amar lo, Ribono Shalom, yesh li bana mimena, veino ni yachalot tziyav lo legarsha. So he says, how can I do that? I have children with her. I can't get rid of her. I can't divorce her. Amar lo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, uma atosh ish tchazona, uvenech b'nei znunim, veino te yodeim, shalcha heinim, shalacherim hein, kach, you who married this Zona, and your children are b'nei znunim, you don't even know if they're your children. And nevertheless, you have such a hard time getting rid of her. Yisrael shein b'nei banai, b'nei b'chuni, b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, echon me'arba, kinyon shekanisi ba'olami, the Klal Yisrael, which are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and they're one of my four kinyonim in this world. The four kinyonim Hashem has in the world are Torah kinyanecha, d'chsiv Hashem kanani reishas darko, shamayim va'aretz kinyanecha, d'chsiv kona shamayim va'aretz, Beis HaMikdash kinyanecha, d'chsiv harze kansa yimino, Yisrael kinyanecha, d'chsiv amzu kanisa. Four kinyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world, and one of them is Klal Yisrael. V'ata amr t'avirim b'uma acheres. And you tell me to just leave them by the side of the road and just get rid of them for some other nation? So kivan sheyada shechata, so now that Hoshea realized that he had sinned, Amad levakish rachamim al atzmo. So he went to be mevakish rachamim for himself. He had to daven for himself. So Amar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, ad shehata mevakish rachamim al atzmecha, bakish rachamim al Yisrael, shegzarti aleim sholosh gzeiros bavurech. He says, you missed the point. You're going and you're davening for yourself. You shouldn't daven for yourself. Daven for Klal Yisrael, especially since on your account you had these three children, which were these three terrible klalos for Klal Yisrael. One after another was another klalo that Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving Klal Yisrael. Amaru bikesh rachamim batal gzera. So he went in his mevakesh rachamim for Klal Yisrael, and the gzera was batal. The hischil levarchan, and he began to be mevarchem. Shenemar vayah mispar bnei Yisrael kechol hayam, that the numbers of the bnei Yisrael were like the sand of the sea. Vayah b'makom asher yomer lehem lo ami atem, yomer lehem b'nei kelchai, v'nikbetsu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav. That instead of saying lo amiatem, he refers to all of Klal Yisrael as the children of the living God. Zratia li ba'aretz ruchamti at lo ruchama, v'amarti lo ami amiata. That now he was merachim for those who was lo ruchama, and the lo ami became ami, everything became better, he made peace with Klal Yisrael. He became, once you, which is interesting, Seder HaDevarim. He first davens for Klal Yisrael, and then he feels that he's a part of Klal Yisrael. Meaning sometimes, we often think of it in the other way, that when you feel like you're connected to somebody, that's when you daven for them. A lot of times it's not that way, that you daven for somebody, you bring yourself to daven for somebody, you bring yourself to, and that makes you connected. You daven sometimes as a chola, you have no idea who the person is, but you know it's a relative of somebody you know or something. So you start davening for that chola, and all of a sudden you feel connected, and you celebrate their recovery, and you go through their ups and downs with them, you feel a very, very strong connection. And certainly for when you daven for Klal Yisrael as well, it helps a person connect more to Klal Yisrael, to daven for them. That counts as Daf Yomi coincidence the day after Yom Kippur. The stomach, we're all davening for Klal Yisrael. So says Gemara Vayter now. I just lost the place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, that's what happened? Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ayla Rabbanus Shemekaveris is Baal Leha. Rabbanus kills people. Positions of authority. For a person to be put in a position of authority, political power is what it's really referring to. People die young from political power. Shemekha kol Navi v'Navi Shaloki Peach Arba Malach. By the way, that just shows how intoxicating power is, that people go after it and they try for it, they're killing themselves. Mamish gonna kill themselves. And they just want it. They want more power, and everyone wants to it's unbelievable. But they know that they're killing themselves, but that's how intoxicating power is. So anyway, I love the Rabban Shemakaveris by Shaylakal called Navi Vinavi, Shaloki Pech Arba Malachim Biyamav. Anytime you had one Navi leaving Klal Yisrael, there were four kings for the career of one Navi, because each king would die and then the next one would take over. Shinemar Chazon Yishayo Benamotza Shachazal Yudav Yushlaim. Amr Biyakhme Ma Zacha Yeravim Ben Yoash, Melch Yisrael Yimonos Malchi Yehuda. Why is Yeravim Ben Yoash counted amongst the Malchi Yehuda? Ne Shalokiba Lashon Hara al Amos, because he refused to accept Lashon Hara on Amos. So Minolan de Imni, how do we know that he is counted amongst them? The Chsiv Dvar Hashem Asher Haya Loshe Ben Be'eri B'imei Uziyo Yosam Achaz Chizkiyo Malchi Yehuda U'b'imei Yeravim Ben Yoash Melech Yisrael. U'minolan de Lekiba Lashon Hara, how do I know that he was not Mekabel Lashon Hara? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yishlach, the Pasuk says, V'yishlach Amatzia Kohen Beis El Al Yeravim Melech Yisrael Lemar K'shara Lecho Chsiv Kicho Amar Amos Becherev Yomos Yeravim. Amar Chas V'sholom Amar Oso Tzadikach. Chas v'shalom that the tzaddik ever said such a thing. V'im amar ma esolo shchina amra lo. Amar Rablazer afilu b'shas kaisu shal kadosh baruch hu zochras harachamim. Even when Hashem is angry, he remembers the rachamim. Shenamer ki lo osif od harachim espes Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina amar mehacha. Ki naso asalahem, that I will bear their burden, meaning it's a lashon of slicha, naso asalahem, that Hashem is Yisa, is no say, he bears Klal Yisrael, so you still have the Vamra Blazer, lo higlach Rosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael, lebeinu umos, ela kadesh sheitos ve'aleim gerim. Now the Gemara discusses, why are we talking in Galus? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to accomplish when he sends us in Galus? We assume that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, it's not just them, that we need to be punished, so he's going to make us suffer. There's something that there's some positive that can come out of the punishment, because an ideal punishment should somehow teach us a lesson that's going to make us better people. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us into Mibeinu Umos? Kedei She'etos Ve'aleim Gerim, because our lifestyle is going to be appealing to many of the Umos HaOlam, and they're going to want to join Klal Yisrael, so we're going to have many Gerim join Klal Yisrael. Shenem Rezratia Li Ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I planted them in the land. Now, why do you plant something? You plant something because you want more to grow from it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted us in Galus because he wants more to grow from it. He wants Gerim to join in. Rabbi Yochanan mehalcha v'richamti es lo ruchama. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says, Al talshein eved el adonav penny kalelcha va'ashamta uksiv, and the pasuk also says, Dor aviv yikalel ves imo lo yivarach. Mishum da aviv yikalel ves imo lo yivarach. Al Tilshon, because he cursed his father, his mother is not gonna he's not gonna bless his mother. Ela afilu or afilu dor sha'avi v'kalel v'asim lo yivarech al Tilshon eved al adonav. Now the point is that even if you have a generation that are rishayim, that they curse their fathers, that they say they don't bless their mothers, that still al Tilshon eved al adonav, still don't speak badly about Klal Yisrael, still don't speak badly about that generation. How do I know that even when Klal Yisrael is doing terrible things, even when we're not behaving, still can't speak badly about Klal Yisrael? Minalan mehoshea. We learn it from Hoshea. He's punished for being malshin Klal Yisrael, even though Klal Yisrael deserved it. Klal Yisrael, how did the conversation start with Hoshea? Hashem came to Hoshea and said, Banecha chatu. They sinned. Klal Yisrael is a bunch of sinners. So Hoshea spoke badly about them, and still he was punished for that, even when they're sinning. Amar Rabbi Hoshea, Maiduch Siv, Sitkas Pirzonu Bi Yisrael, Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi Yisrael, Shepazon Lebeinu Umos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a great tzedakah to Klal Yisrael by sending us amongst the Umos HaOlam, meaning by scattering us about and not having us concentrated in one place. V'hainu Damle Ahu Mina L'Rabbi Chanina. That's what a certain min said to Rabbi Chanina. Anan Ma'alinan Minaychu. A min said to Rabbi Chanina, you know, we're better than you guys are, because Ksiv B'chu Ki Sheshes Chadashim Yashav Sham V'ilu Anan Isnichu Gaban Kamashni V'lo Kavdin L'chumidi. Klal Yisrael, Jewish people have lived in our country for years and years, and we've never touched anybody, we've never done anything wrong. So we're really the greatest. We're so nice to Klal Yisrael. Amar Lo Ritzon Chi Yitab L'cha Tam L'Rechad. He said, let me have one of my Talmidim respond to you, to give an answer to your point. So Nitvalei Raboshia. Raboshia was the chosen Talmud to respond to this point. Amar Lo, Mishum Deli Adisu Hechit Avdu. He says, I know why you haven't hurt Klal Yisrael, because you had no idea what to do with us. Techlinun Kulu Lesnu Gabaychu. What, you're going to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael? You didn't have the ability to. You only had a certain segment of the Jewish population in your country. And so there was Klal Yisrael scattered all over the place. You were never going to be able to commit complete genocide. Mai di'ika gabaychu? Why, you were going to kill out the ones that were in your country? Then people are going to think that you're one by one cutting off the various nations that are living, the various people that are living in your country, and it's going to give you a terrible reputation amongst your own people. So Amalei Gapad Ramai Bahanachtinu Bahasalkinu. He says, oh my gosh, I can't believe you guessed exactly right. That was exactly what was going through our minds, that we realized that that's why we haven't killed that Klal Yisrael. But Halach L'Moshe Misina Esav Son of Yaakov. Of course, we wanted to kill Klal Yisrael, but there was just no political way that was suitable to do it. The Satmar Rebbe uses this Gemara as part of his Mahalith of why Jews should not be back in Eretz Yisrael. Satmar Rebbe says that when you have Rov Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so it's easier for the Umos HaOlam to destroy us all at once. Then it takes Rachman al-Tzlan, one nuclear weapon. If people don't make the mistake, they think the Satmar Rebbe did this from, you know, his whole Shita was from some sort of Sinah or some sort of, his Shita was right or wrong. You know, certainly the tradition I have from my Rebbeim is very wrong, but right or wrong, it was certainly motivated by a tremendous ahava. And he writes, he said, I'm worried about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is all together in one place. So what's going to happen? And that's the Gemara says the only way we're protected is by being scattered all over the place. Okay, anyway, so he used this Gemara as one of his sources. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught, Mai Duchsev, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Elokim Haven Darka, Vuhu Yada Es Mekoma, Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, She'inu Nicholim Nakabel Gzeros Achzorios Edom, Ficha Chiglo Sam Lebavel. Now the Gemara explains, why Dafka Bavel? So number one, because maybe Edom was too mean, it was too difficult. Klal Yisrael would not have been able to survive with Golas Edom. Maybe we're sent to Bavel because Bavel is deep, like the depths, and therefore we need to go sink to the lowest depths in order to be taken out and have a proper geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to redeem us from the Sha'ol, from the depths and from Maves. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mnesha Karov L'shonam L'Lashon Torah. A very interesting comment, that the reason we were sent to Bavel is because they speak Lashon Arami in Bavel, and Lashon Arami is Karov to Lashon Torah. Lashon HaKadosh and Lashon Arami are very similar to each other. This plays a role in halacha. The fact that Lashon Rami and Lashon HaKodesh, Kuzari writes that Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke with Adam and Chav in Lashon HaKodesh, and Lashon Rami is Lashon HaKodesh and Ishtabesh. It's a corruption of Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara in Shabbos says that we're not allowed to daven B'Lashon Rami because the Malachi Asharis are not Maven Lashon Rami. They don't understand Lashon Rami. Says Machlokes Rishon, does that mean they don't understand Lashon Rami and Kal V'chomer, they don't understand other languages that aren't even similar to Lashon HaKodesh? Or maybe it means, no, they don't understand Lashon Rami because they're disgusted by it. They find it to be a corruption of Lashon HaKodesh. But how does this play a role in Halacha? In Evin Ezer, the Ramah in Simon Kuf Chavav in Hilchos Gittin says, the Halacha is, if you have part of a get written in one language and part of a get written in another language, the get is puzzle. Yet our minig is, in the text of a get, we include both words that are Lashon HaKodesh and words that are Lashon Rami. And the Ramah says that someone explained to him that the reason that that's okay is because Lashon Rami is really very closely related to Lashon HaKodesh, so it's not considered two different languages. We're out of time, but there's a fascinating, the Tshuvas HaRamah, fascinating back and forth about that relationship between Lashon Rami and Lashon HaKodesh. Tomorrow we'll continue with more reasons why we had Golus Bavel.